RCMP forensic specialist Corporal Kim Sarson says she found blood on the floor and spattered on the hallway wall, as well as several items with blood on them in garbage bags when she investigated the Metchison home of Martin Payne after his body was found there in July 2019. Sarson was testifying Thursday at the BC Supreme Court first-degree murder trial of Zachary Armitage and James Lee Bush, who had escaped July 7, 2019, from the William Head Minimum Security Prison, about 8 kilometers from where Payne lived. Both have pleaded not guilty. The body of 60-year-old Payne was found in a bathroom in the home 3 days after he was killed. Sarson said she had already been tasked with examining Payne's truck after it was found abandoned in Oak Bay when she received a phone call from an officer saying Payne's body had been found in the home on Brookview Avenue, which she described as a rural street with large, treed properties. The court has been told that Armitage and Bush escaped by walking along the shoreline at the prison at low tide. Sarson led Crown Prosecutor Chandra Fisher through dozens of photographs she took during her examination of the home before detailing the items found in the garbage bags. They included a towel, a blanket, a shirt, pants and a pair of shoes with blood, all over the side, Sarson said. She also found a pair of socks with traces of blood and duct tape wrapped around the top of them. Sarson is expected to testify about 3 identifiable DNA profiles in the home, from Payne and the 2 accused. Later testimony from a pathologist is expected to detail chop wounds on the victim's skull consistent with what could be caused by a hatchet. Also testifying Thursday was James George, who met Armitage several years ago when both were incarcerated at Mission Institution. George said Armitage called him out of the blue on July 8, 2019, the day after Armitage and Bush had escaped from William Head. He said he was looking for a ride and he was on the run, George said. He said he needed help, he needed money. I told him I didn't want to be a part of anything like this. The pair had a brief conversation and George said he didn't answer when Armitage called back several times. George said he didn't want to get involved in anything that could land him in prison again. I was on the right path, he said. The trial continues Friday. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com.